Which year is being sponsored? Barabbas Asino, Zech Nishmas Shmuel Yoel ben Aaron Yisrael Shalom, his father-in-law. Right. Last week we were talking about Kiddush V'Makom Suda. We'll continue today a little more on this. We spoke about the shittas that hold Kiddush V'Makom Suda, and some people hold that's Vidafka, the Suda Mamish, some hold it could be Yotze with Kiddush, that's the census of Rosh Paiskim. We also mentioned a Kiddush from some Paiskim that there's two things, Kiddush and Kiddush V'Makom Suda. So if someone wants to eat Kiddush and he, for some reason he can't have a kazayas for medical reasons or for kashrus purposes, then he can make Kiddush. There was some shittas in Mishabur and other paiskim disagree. There has to be mamish Kiddush V'Makom Suda, and not Kiddush V'Makom Suda, he can't make Kiddush at all. Now we'll talk about, can you make Kiddush on wine itself? Are you to Kiddush V'Makom Suda if you have wine alone? Some reason he doesn't want to have, he doesn't have cake, whatever reason, he's on a diet, or whatever the case is. So how much wine, first of all, can you make Kiddush on wine? And how much wine does he have to drink? The Mechaber says, in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel Sifhei, says the Yaita, which steers vias of drink of vias of wine, Yaita Kiddush V'Makom Suda. Ben by Yain, Ben by Laila. Doesn't make this at nighttime or daytime, Yaita Kiddush V'Makom Suda. And Sending speaks out to Chayodom, Lalochan, Klavov, Oyschav Beis, and Oroch HaShulchan, Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Kontes. So Vayt says from the Mechaber, that's enough to have just one kites alone, is enough to be Yaita Kiddush V'Makom Suda. However, the Lavush in Sifhei, then Reish Ayin Gimel Sifhei says, you have to drink two beers. Kais Rishon is out Kiddush, and the second Kais out Kiddush V'Makom Suda. And Sending speaks out the Tazda and Sifkon Dalad, and Morgan Avraham and Sifkon Yudbeis. The Shah Tzion, over there in Sifkon Chavtes, says that Rav Achreinim hold like the Lavush. Rav Achreinim hold like the Lavush, that that you have to, you should have two kaises, one for Kiddush and Kiddush V'Makom Suda. However, by Kiddush HaShachris, he says you could be samech on the Mekilim, only have one kais if he doesn't have that much wine. However, Kiddush at nighttime, you can't be making at all, even with the kais, even if he drinks the kais sheni, he says yeshlaayin if you could be samech on it, because kam yeshlaayin ma'agir on this. So at nighttime, since Kiddush is the raisa, so we're more machmir, so could be you can't, if you drink some kosher, it's shayla if you ma'ayin. Shayla if you can, you yaita, since many shayin are arguing that. But daytime, certainly have certainly can have two kaises, you can be some klahaka to some two kaises. There is a Kitta Shekhanah says that the first kais doesn't have to be a whole kais, as long as you have a Mara Lugmav, you ate the first kais, and the second kais should be a complete kais. That's what Kitzur Shinoch speaks out.
If you make
Kiddush
on Schnapps,
on Shabbos
morning.
It's not in this day. We'll get to it. It's not in the agenda for today. We'll talk about Schnapps.
Regarding this, can you
drink two
cups of Schnapps?
We'll talk about that. First of all, the Shabbos, can you ate the Schnapps? We'll talk about it. It's on the agenda, but not this week. Okay? 3 ounces, at least 3 ounces. Yeah, 3 ounces. All right. What about, can you be Yaitza, Kiddush, B'di'evet, can you Yaitza Kiddush B'di'evet, Kiddush V'Makom Suda, with not cake, only with teres, or fish? Can you Yaitza like that? So the Mechaber says, in Reish Ayin Gimel Sifhei, you cannot be Yaitza. It has to be pas kisnin or pas. We cannot be any by teres and dogim. You cannot be Yaitza. That's the shittas of the Mechaber. However, Mishabur speaks out in Sifkan Chavav that if a person is Chalish, Libai, he's too weak, and he has nothing else, you could be Mako. But however, that's only Dafka Peshachas in the morning. However, at night time, you certainly can't be samech on this. However, according to the Chiddush of Moshe, which you mentioned just before, I mentioned, all, we spent a lot on it last week, that there's two halachas, Kiddush and Kiddush Makom Suda. So maybe ki yaitzeh chaladeis, if he has this apples or pears and dogim, and he makes Kiddush again later, so then he's yaitzeh Kiddush for Makom Suda. Also, a shayla that comes up sometimes, was kedai to speak about it, because in the gay, not only Kiddush and the gay, all week if something like this happens. Let's say, if someone has Kiddush and Makom Suda, Kiddin, he had a kezayis of cake, he was mixed Kiddush properly, and a kezayis of paskisnin, or he was mekash, and he had mamish bread, he had a Suda. And right after he finished eating, he vomited up the whole thing. Says he's yaitzeh Kiddush and Makom Suda, because he ate a shear. Or maybe he's not yaitzeh, because time he wants to, because at the end of the day, he vomited it up, so maybe it's not Kiddush and Makom Suda. And he has to be try again to eat another kezayis of mezainis, or another kezayis of pasta, yaitzeh Kiddush and Makom Suda. And Sparsha is talking where his matzav is, he could do. If his einus, he can't, then he's potter. But once we're talking about Kiddush on Shabbos, we're talking about some during the week. Someone eats a Suda's pas. And this shayla comes out, I get this call a number of times. Someone had a full course meal, and a meal of the week, on a Monday, Tuesday. And he vomited up the whole thing. Can he bench? He had a full course meal, and, he was full, but then he vomited. So, can he still bench? Still bench or not? Same thing also, not only on bread. Well, who had the pears? He ate apples, and he had a shear to b'chai v'bracha achreina, and he vomited up afterwards. He had upset stomach, he vomited up. Does he have to make a bracha? Is he chai v'bracha achreina? Can he make a bracha achreina or not? L'chaya, you can make a raya for the Gemara in Chulin. Gemara in Chulin, daf kuf gimel on the base. Gemara says like this, when you eat issa, you go bust the Gemara close to Shaila, do you go bust the Hanoi's Goyen, or Hanoi's Mayan? You look at the Hanoi of what comes to the stomach or when he swallows. Marshall, what's the case the Gemara says? A person had a chachi zayis of Issa. He had a half a zayis of Issa. The Kiyai. And he vomited it up. Rakach ocha chachi zayis of Kiyai. And then he does another half a zayis and he vomited it up. So the Machoik is in the Gemara. Yerchen says, he's chayif. The Ika have a nose going. They're going to end up exercise. Since he had a nose from swallowing, so even though he vomited up, still, he had a nose exercise. So maybe he's chayif if it's Issa. The Shlokka says it's part of why. Kim the Ika chets his eyes. Ozloi, hoya a nose may have mixai sholem. He didn't have a nose from mixai sholem. So maybe he has to have a nose from sholem. Since he has a nose from mixai sholem, so Meila, he's potter then. That's what Shlokas holds. So it's Vashya from the Gemara that if he ate a Kazai Shalom and then he vomited up, even Shlokas should be more his chayiv, because since he had a Noah's Meyav with Kazai Shalom, even he vomited up afterwards. That's a shtickle raya from the Gemara. Ladina, it's a machlekas in the Paiskim. It is a tshuva upon the ears. In Chelek Bey, Simcha Zayin. He says, in your bracha achreina, even if you had more than a Kazayas and you vomited up, You have to make a bracha achreina, because since there were hanor samayim of a kezayis, even though he vomited up afterwards, for the stomach originally got a kezayis. So on that, you mechuyav to make a bracha. And he says with some mechana pasuk. It says v'chal to savata. It was savata. Afterwards he vomited up. Who cares? So my day is mechuyav to make a bracha achreina. Same thing. Vayseif the chsam seifin the tshuva and arichayim simkuf chav zayin. He brings on this part of Miris Ladina. The vice says he held like the Chassam Sefer. However, there's a shayla tshuvas imi bina from Meir Orbach. He has a tshuva on this and he argues. And he says that even if you eat more than the kezayis and you vomit up, if there's no kezayis left in the stomach, or usually you never know, you're not chayim b'chas amazon. Why? He has to be savata b'shas b'chas amazon. Shas is b'shas b'chas amazon. Even though I got full, but the mice, when I say benching, it has to be with Savata. So Mela, and since he vomited it up, He's not tov anymore. Ke'enda speaks out the Shari Tshuva in Arachayim Tzim Veshches. And the Shari Tshuva in Veshches Sefar says, this is his lashon. Im Ocha Peres Kishir. The person hates Peres, Ishir Peres Tzim Baruch Achreina. Kishir Baruch Achreina. Veshuvi Kiyam, Lo Yivar Baruch Achreina. Lo Yigom Yisachal. Because Allah is, what's Allah in Yisachal? If someone eats a full course meal, and then he digests it. He doesn't feel anymore. He digests the whole thing. Then if he doesn't bench anymore, he doesn't say Baruch Achrein anymore. Some say 72 minutes, some say a couple of hours for fast and so on. So we're not going into that now. So he should not make it no different than Sakal. And he brings down, and he quotes, the Shachir quotes, same thing speaks out to Bikir Yosef, the Bikir Yosef and Sifka Nalef. The same thing speaks out, Ladina, the Kitesh Chanoch and Simon and Aleph Ois Tezvav. It's no Gora Minisachal. A person vomits. And maybe you don't make a Baruch Achreina and you don't bench. And Sendik speaks out the Kses HaShulchan and Simon and Hei Sifkot and Gimel. Since it's Machlekes HaPaiskim, so better, if he can, he should try to eat again the Kizayis of Pasuk, Kizayis of Zayis, Kizayis of whatever he's eating, apples or whatever he's eating. The mayor should be able to make a Baruch Achreina Choladeus. Then like this will be Yetzir Choladeus. However, if it's open, he can't be Machlis Choyoy. He can't eat, he's afraid to eat because he's going to vomit again. So to come to Suffolk Bracha, he doesn't bench, and he doesn't make a Baruch Achreina. That's the consensus of Haitzik Apaiskim. Let me finish. There's a Chuvan Hatzvi from a place of Frank. He declares, what about Kiddush Makom Suda? If it was a Kaddish and he ate the Shik Zaitim Zainus and he vomited up, is that called Kiddush Makom Suda and he's Yaitzer or not? So Chaya, it seems it's talking this Machlaikis. If, according to Panamiris and the Chassam Seifa, he had the Kiddush Makom Suda since the Matzis he had the Kaddish Suda. Even though he vomited, it doesn't make a difference. Even though he vomited, it doesn't make a difference. However, the Imri Bina, the Bikir Yosef, Yishai Tshuva, and Kitzah Shechanach, and Kitzah Shechan, they hold that since he vomited up, before he made Baruch HaChreina, so it's not Yosef, because you need B'Shas Baruch HaChreina, it has to still be in your stomach. So Mera, to Yosef Chol HaDeis, you should try your best to eat Exais again. However, according to the Chiddush, we mentioned for Moshe, another Achreinim, that there's two halachas, Kiddush and Kiddush Makom Suda. So Mela, so the Shaila Pesach Tifrank read by Kiddush Makom Suda. Yotzei Kiddush Suda if you vomit or not. But if you hold the Kiddush of Moshe, if you vomit up, it doesn't make a difference. Just when you come to eat a regular meal, then you should make Kiddush again, and Mela, you cover your base, then you have no problem then.
But what about the Kiddush itself, the wine? You threw up the wine.
Yes, sir.
You make Kiddush itself again.
Yeah, according to that'll be Shaila. If you have to make Kiddush again, you vomit up or not. But the best thing is to make Kiddush again right before the suit itself, like this, you cover your bases.
So
yes,
right.
One second.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, so maybe there's a difference between whether it's Kiddush Friday night or Friday, because Kiddush Friday night is benching.
Yeah, but we have a suffix here. It's a good question. He's asking a question. L'chaira, it's the suffix deraisa. Why we say suffix, don't do it. It's the suffix deraisa. Teresis could be it's no more deraisa because he's not full anymore. It's no more savata anymore. So maybe it's a suffix on a suffix. So maybe you don't have to bench me. Even though, first of all, the halachah by Bichas Ramazan is deraisa is only when you're full. If you're not full, then it's rabbanon. So in this case, he's certainly not full constant sheetahs. So by the suffix brachas. So Mela, you don't have to bench.
Kiddush Friday night.
Huh? It's also suffix. Yes.
If the prerequisite is the half of the savant, let's say a guy who has kiddush and then washes, and then he sees there's not enough food for him, but enough food, and he doesn't need anymore. He's not the savant. Why should he bench?
What do you mean? He added kezayis?
He had kezayis.
He added kezayis, then he has to bench. He had kezayis to bread. It's the rabbanon you chayv to. The rice has to be, get yourself full. But the rabbanon is even if you don't get full. Yeah. What?
The rice, I thought it was be
matzah.
That's what I was
asking. Okay, so. Okay. Yes. What? The same shaila. I don't want to go into matzah. The same shaila. There's a. I didn't go now. Mikrei Kodesh has a whole shaila. Pesach Frank has a sefer called Mikrei Kodesh on Pesach. Chelik Beis. So he has there in Siman Lamadal. He has a whole tshuva there. What happens if you ate matzah and vomit up? But it's the same shmuz over here. Do you have to do or not? It's telling the same machlokes. Doesn't make a difference. Well, if he still has. And he didn't bench yet?
No, he benched, but then he threw up everything.
If they have to bench him, what's the problem?
Because you have to make
kiddush. No. There's a limit to everything, you know? See that? All right. All right.
Also, every mitzvah,
you gotta
make sure that he
has
a mitzvah to eat something. So, like you said, by
matzahs,
you have to be careful. Not, I don't get to be careful, but it's a
throw up. No, the shayla is called achila. That's the shayla. If I eat matzahs and I vomit up, maybe I'm not
yetzer
achila. Right.
That's
a big difference. One could take three for benching. So that's the shayla. By some matzahs, they talk. Maybe over there it says. It says achilas, so it's enough. That's part of the shot. I didn't want to go into it now because it's a whole shmuz myself. We're not talking about Pesach now. All right. Interesting shaila. I'm sure no one ever thought about the shaila before. Kiddush in the morning. Let's say you drink a virus of yayin. And you had a kezayis of pas kisnin. So then you have to make a bracha main sholish. So the Mechaber says in Simim Eishches Sif Yudeis, this is the Lashon of Mechaber. Im Ochal Peres Mizayiminim, if he had Peres from the Shiva Minim, V'Ochal Minim Mizaynis, and he also had cake. Yeshir V'Shasa Yayin Yichal Hakol B'Tah. He drank wine and he had cake, so he makes a bich and shalosh. He's cut everything in one book. You don't say a separate al Geffen. You don't say separate al Mikya. You do it all. You cut one long bracha. The yakdim, but when he says alamichya, he says alamichya like a kala. Then he says a gefen al pi a gefen. Then eitz al pi eitz, and he says the yema alamichya al kala al gefen al pi a gefen al eitz al pi eitz. The chaysim al oitz alamichya. Alpia Gefen Valparis. So first, if you have all three, so first you do the Almichya, then you do the Gefen, then you do the eights from the Shiva Minim. So Mishbur speaks out there in Sifkot and Samach. Why is it like that? Because you say always Almichya first. Mishum, it's more Choshev. And secondly, in the Pasuk, it's Kaidim in the Pasuk, like the Gemara says. So in Mela, that's why you say first Almichya, then afterwards Gefen, and then afterwards, you say Aleta Pires. What about Shabbos? Shabbos maybe should be different. First, since you make Kiddush on wine, and you can't have cake before you have wine. First, you should have yayin first. You can't stop making cake. You have to make Kiddush first on yayin. So yayin comes first. Since when he says Dichas Mei Shalosh, first you should say Ala Gefen. Maybe you should say first Ala Gefen Al Pi Ala Gefen Al Michna Kakola. And if the Almichya, since the Chila come on the Shvil Kiddush, so maybe he should say first, he should mount him Al Gefen first. No, what do you say? So what? But this is Gaya. So anyway, huh? What do you mean, Tashay Tadda? You always don't eat cake, a lot of times you eat. Doesn't make a difference. Anyway, yeah. You ever think about it? First of all, do you ever think about such a shaila? You don't get the shaila?
No, I
don't. Again, normally, if you have cake during the week, if you have cake and you have some wine, so you make one birch and shalosh, you say, Almicha Kakola, Agafi Agafim. Now, but Shabbos, maybe it's different, because Shabbos, since you have to make Kiddush first, so Yain comes first. So I should say, I'll get up here, Agafim, then Almicha Kakola.
According to
the
Taz, you can make
him
schnapps.
What?
You can make Kiddush on schnapps
and
it's
not.
No.
Right. So anyway, there's a tshuva.
Made by the
Suda. We're making Kiddush in shul. You're not having a Suda. You're having Kiddush.
You're only making Kiddush because of
the event. Huh?
You're only making
Kiddush. Well, that's what we're talking about here, okay? All right. So anyway, the tshuva. What? Huh?
In the order of the Pesukim, right?
Yeah.
How would they have a rabbi Pesukim?
That doesn't make a difference, because since the only thing brought you to make out to take is only because of that. All right, okay. Anyway, there's a tshuva and Shalom Meshev. Shalom Meshev is in Chedekei Simin Yudches. Now, if you ever look at tshuva and Shalom Meshev, the tshuva is as long as Og Melech HaBoshen. Long, very long. So, if you want to look it up, at the end of Divrei Maschil, Ubezem Yushev. He's Mechadish, and he says this whole Mechaba that we quoted from Simur Eshches, this whole Mechaba is only talking during the week. However, on Shabbos, you make Kiddush on Shabbos, yeah, when you Kaddish Al Yayin, yesterday you have Paskistan, so Mela, you should be Kiddush Makam Suda, first you should say Al Gefen, and after you say Al Mechia. Because since the whole Achila comes before the Kiddush, the Yayin is Goyim, that you should be Magdim and say first. So say Nachanami, it comes on Shabbos, Kiddush, when you say Kiddush and Shom, you have only wine and cake, you should make first, you say Al Gefen first, and then afterwards, Al Michya. That's what Shalom Meshach says. It passes like that, Ladina. All right, let me finish. However, in the Shmei Shabbos Kochotzai, in Perek Nadalat Sifkot 9, he brings down of Shlomo Zalman and disagrees. He tainas on it. He says, what happens? And this is Shtik Moshe Leunet tainas. He says, what happens if I make Kiddush? You don't have to daf the Kiddush on wine. Let's say I don't like wine. I don't have wine. I can make it Chama Medina. I can make it schnapps. I'm talking about. You make it on Pepsi and Coke. I make if I allow to make Kiddush on in the morning. I allow to make Kiddush on Pepsi and Coke. If you don't like wine, you're allergic to wine. You don't have wine, so it's extra to Mikasha Chama Medina. And then Vade says it's Mustava. The derech is not to make a bracha first by nefashim then after Talmud Michya. That's for sure not. So maybe it's a kana blight that first you should make Al Michya, and if it's a then make Al Gefa Pir Gefen. That's what he quotes from Shlomo Zalman. The Mechaber Rav Neuwirth in the Shmuel Shaskos himself says another reason. He says the Ikke Kiddush. He says Mamish Leifach. He says the Ikke Kiddush and Shachris is to mach. Why do you make Kiddush on wine? To be sure it's a Choshem Suda. And with no Suda, there's no Kiddush. If you're not getting a Suda, there's no reason to make Kiddush. So since this so comes out of here, the Suda is Ikka. So if the Suda is Ikka, then you go back to them. If you say Al Michya, you say Al Michya first. So Mela, since the Ikka is that, so Mela, and also the so Mela, why should we Magdim Yayin first? So Mela, on Shabbos also, he says you should be Magdim, Be'echas Men Shalash, of Al Michya first, before you say Al Gefen. In Emerson, let me finish. In Emerson, there's a Furush of Matafrayim that talks about this. Matafrayim in the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah in Siman Tav Kuf Tzadik Zayin. In Siman Tav Kuf Zayin, the Matafrayim says in Siv Gimel, he says, on Rosh Hashanah, after Kiddush, you should say Al Michya, and after this, you say Al Gefen. So, in the Ksever Matah, the Pirush on the Matafrayim says, this is all in Siv Kotn Vav. He says the Shloik Kuk Shalom Meshev. It's not like the Shalom Meshev, but he says in Komakim. He says if a person does like the Shalom Meshev, ain't Masnichin. I said we don't say he's wrong because it's Kainis Mashmi says from the Matzah and Ritva and Brachas. Not like Tosfos did. So I says he could say I'll get him first. So L'maisa Adina, we paskin that a person should dafka say like he says the whole week. He should say Al Michya Al Kolon, Al Gefen, Al Pir Gefen. Yes.
Okay. What if a person only eats a pasty shear like a half an hour?
Next week, I'm going to talk about, let's say someone has only a mortal lugmuf of wine. So you say Al Gefen or not? You didn't have a vias of wine. Or let's say you had anything else. You had a chatzi shear something, shear something. Do you cover it in Al Gefen and Al Michya or not? It's all my choikas apaiskim. If we know the next week, we'll talk about it. All right. This shayla is a very interesting shayla. When you say Kiddush in the morning, I'm sure many people say Kiddush, and some of the people who are listening to Kiddush don't drink from the Kiddush. So, everyone does it. I saw, this is what once turned me on once. They got all upset. In the Agadosh of Pesach, from Moedim Azmanim, in Dini Yantav, the back of the safe, he has Dini Yantav, He says kiddush by yom. You make kiddush in the morning. You're chayev to make. You're chayev to drink. Everyone is chayev to drink. Everyone's chayev to drink. Everyone's chayev to drink. And who's it quoted from? Quoted from the Biskarov. That kiddush shabbos yom in the morning. Since there's no nusach kiddush like you have at night, you say the bracha just by piagofen. So it's a ksida bichasanenen, and you don't find you can be yaitzi somebody else in bichasanenen unless he has a noah. So therefore, everyone has to be tayim from the kais. And if someone is not tayim, any man or woman who are not tayim from the kais of kiddush, he's not yaitza. And then he quotes chay noah. Same thing was Noeg, the Chaim Biska. He quotes the Biskarov, and the Biskarov said that's as far as Noeg is Noeg. He made everyone drink Kiddush in the morning, everyone has to drink. And he quotes it again. I looked around, and he quotes it again in the Maidim Azmanim Chev Gimel, then the Simresh Mim Gimel, and also Sefer Bichas Avram from the Erlanger, the Talmud from Biskarov, in Psachim Dafkuf from a base, he quotes a Herder from Biskarov, and same thing in Chavadas. He brings down from the Biskarov like that. So it comes out, according to Biskarov, the Kiddush Gadol, that Kiddush Hayom is more common than night before. Because night before, since it's a Bichas HaMitzvah, you don't have to be time. If the person makes kid drinks and no one else drinks afterwards, he likes the Kiddush. If you didn't drink, you didn't have anything of the Kiddush. In the morning, you have to be time. And if you're not time, you're not Yaitza. So it comes out, according to this, that at home, or you make Kiddush in Shul, or in Yeshiva, everyone has to be trying from Kosher Kiddush Hayom. If not, they can't eat cake. They're not yet to Kiddush, they're not yet to Kiddush. That's what comes out according to this. What? What? Bracha, the Yetzi Kiddush with the.
You can't be Mighty Bracha.
Because then to drinking, eating, you can't eat, but the Bracha can be Mighty somebody. Yeah. So anyway, one at a time. What?
Some grape juice on a table, just take some, it's okay. It's got to be mamish to kosher.
Well, it depends. If one makes kiddush had wine and all the grape juice, then it's okay then. All right. I'm just telling you kiddush. We'll talk about it. That's what we're talking about now. You have another question?
No.
Okay.
Kiddush and bichas
hanenen. No. He's learning not like that. He's learning it's a bichas hanenen. And if you want to get the kiddush, you have to have something from the kiddush. And if you don't have from the kiddush, we'll soon talk about maybe everyone has to have a shir malugma valeris. 1 second. Let me. Right. Yes. Okay. That's what he says. However,
right
piyach kafen under the chuppah is a bechas hamitzvah. Bechas hamitzvah. Don't mix it up. There's nothing to do with here. Right, but it's all a bichas mitzvah. But the one who makes the bracha doesn't drink from it. Right, because it's a bichas mitzvah. All right. However, in the sefer, Shmirshavs Kachasa, in Chelik Beis Simen Nun Sifkot Yizayin, he brings down the Biskarov, but a different way. He says, he brings down the Biskarov said like this, the Ikir Kiddush in the morning is about Kavod HaSuda, that a person should drink before the Suda, because it's a Chashur Suda, not some a meal during the week, it's a Shabbos, it's a Chashiv on the meal, it's a Chivur HaMitzvah, so it's not Maspik unless if everyone drinks from Kosher Kiddush. That's what he calls, what he learns from the Biskarov. So come down according to this, you're not Yaitza. It's a very good thing to do. It's a proper thing to do. But the Yotzer, probably you are Yotzer. That's what I say, the way he's quoting the Biskarov. And on this, even on this, if Shlomo Zalman is on it, L'chayit k'neged m'fusha taisis. Taisim Sochem, that Kuvavim Aleph says clearly, that only one person has to be tayim from in the morning, only one person has to be tayim, talking about the Kiddush in the morning, only one person has to be tayim. And there's no one arguing. And same thing speaks out the Rosh Teh and Simen Tazayin. The person makes kiddush a drink, even though no one else drinks from it, and yaitza kiddush. That's one kashi is. Another thing he says further. According to the kiddush from the Biskarov, it's at chivah mitzvah. So chayah, every person has to drink my lumen. Not just to take a zip. You have to have more lugmav. As chivav a mitzvah. So you have to have a chivis. So on that he answers, there's no kasha. Since one person, the one who said Kiddush, had more lugmav, and he was a schabit, the curse was a schabit karoi, so mela, the other people just take a zip, it's okay, they don't have to have a shear. Like you see by Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah, the point that you, kids out from Lecha Mishnah, you give a small piece. You don't give a shear kazayas. So mela, who had in here also? This is the two ways they quote from the Biskarov. However, Mashmois, from the Gemara, from the Paiskis, Mashmois, not like that. Where's the Mokka of this whole Shaila? There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chavtes Amalf. The Gemara says, Kol HaBrachos, Afi Shiyata Maitzi. All the Brachos, even though you're Yaitse ready, you're ready to Brach Yaitse, you're allowed to eat Maitzi somebody else. No, it's Kiddush. The prince is Kiddush. I made Kiddush. I'm allowed to make Kiddush already. I want him, and someone else didn't hear Kiddush. I can make Kiddush for them. Rashi says, why? Shrei Koi Shor, Reven Zebezer, Mimitzis. Everyone's a Reven Zebezer. So Melech, can we make to someone else with Kiddush, let's say. Chutz v'bichas alechem, except for bichas alechem, or bichas ayayim, shim lo yatsa, maitzi. Vim yatsa ni maitzi. Since there's no avos, it's not chayv on Adam for bichas ayayin. So mela, you don't have to. So the Gemara says a shayla like this: bichas alechem shal matzah, that's from a stamp brach on yayin. What about bichas yayin shal kiddush ayayin? Maho kim the chayv ahu matik. Since it's a chayv, first has to be kiddush, so I can be mitzvah to somebody else because kol ends over there. A dilma bracha lav chayvu. The brach itself is not a chayv. So the brach itself is can be bichsa mitzvah, can be bichsa nenen. So the Gemara says, Toshima, Dama Vashi, Kavina Beira Papa, when I was the house of a papa, have a Kaddish run. He used to make Kiddush for us. The Chadrasa Rise and the Sheikh Kappa came in, Midaba from the field, have a Kaddish run. He used to be Mekaddish, he said Kiddush for him also. So you see, Kiddush is a bichas on mitzvah. Since he can be made to someone else, he make it twice. The Chayv is the only bichas on Enem. How can he make twice? He made it once a Goffin. He can't make a second time a Goffin. So Elamai must be a bichas on mitzvah. However, it's not clear if he's talking Kiddush nighttime or Kiddush daytime. However, if you look in the Beis Yosef, in Arachayim, Rishayim, Gimel, he brings down a Ben Yeruchim that says that Kiddush in the morning, since it's the mitzvah and the Kaddish, he can make a bracha and make it to someone else. So he learns this Gemara is going even in daytime also. That's how Ben Yeruchim learns. And let me finish. And it's a foolish mechaber like that. The mechaber says in Arachayim, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Chof. This is the Lashon mechaber. Yeah. It's not in Hichas Shabbos, but it's in Hichas, it's Brachas. He says, Afil B'Shabbos, this is the Lashon mechaber. Afil B'Shabbos, Shuchayim Lechal Pas. Even on Shabbos, we chayv to have bread. If he's making a maitzi, he can't make it to someone else if he's not going to eat, because it's a bichas anenen. And he cannot make a bach to someone else. Api sheni toyim. Ela bichas amaitzi. However, if it's the first night of Pesach, we're making a bracha of Levish of Pesach, or bichas ayayim the kiddush, bein balayla and bein bayayim. Say nighttime, daytime. He says clearly, black and white. He says that even in daytime, it's still a bichas a mitzvah, because if I can make kiddush even a second time, only nighttime I can make in daytime, I can make twice kiddush. If someone didn't hear kiddush, I can make kiddush from him, even though I'm not going to drink from the wine. And the same thing speaks out. There are more in Arachayim in Simon Reish and Gimel. The Amor says, and Sifdala says, the Ma'av Chava says, Yachal Odom Mekadosh Lachayim. The Amor speaks out, that person can make kiddush with somebody else. Alpha Pishen Eichel Ma'am. Even doesn't eat with them. So the Amor writes, I feel the kiddush Shoyayim. Shachas, the Shabbutalas is came. Again, he speaks out. Not that Friday night, but even Shabbos during the daytime. And the kiddush, you're allowed to do it, it can be mercy somebody else, even though you don't drink. And the Mishbur speaks out there in Sifat Yates. This is Lashon, he says, Kevin the Himitzvah, Shehit the Himitzvah, Vekoin, since the Mitzvah, Vekoin the Sakin, Shlod the Shvah Anah. It wasn't the Sakin, this Bachel Sakin Al Tanah, El Mitzvah Alav, Kisha Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah on him like any other Mitzvah. Mishum Hachi, Maitse Achem, therefore he might tell people, even though, Apishen Inanna. So it's Mephorish, even my Kiddush HaShachis, that's a Bechus HaMitzvah, and not Bechus HaNenah, not like Viskarov. In fact, the Hemik Shela, from the Tziv, in Simon and Dalet, Tziv Kut and Dalet, he says, he writes it this, when we make Kiddush in the morning, he says, it's a covered Shabbos, that the Rosh HaBayis should drink wine, eat my Kiddush HaYom. And also, and Chol B'nei Beisa Yaitzim Boy, and all the B'nei Beisa Yaitzim, what he does drink, even if they don't drink. The Kachai says, Achonis HaChachonim. And says, Kiyaitzim B'zah. Then he throws in something else. Kiyaitzim Tikne B'adlokas Ner Chanukah. Comes Ner Chanukah, Dika HaMitzah Adlokah. It's the one who lights. The Chol B'nei Beisa Yaitzim Adlokas Echad Mem. And according to Machabe Shita, that and everyone has to light. It's only Mitzvah Mamukha. Only one has to light. The Baal Bais has to light. And everyone is being mixed with him. With his lighting. Even though everyone's chayiv, after Shakur Chayom Nechanaka, still, the Baal Bais lights for everybody. Why? Because the Mitzvah Avis. So here's no different. Just same thing also by Kiddush Hayom. Also, just no different nighttime or daytime. That the Baal Bais makes Kiddush, even though no one else drinks from it, you're yaitzeh the Mitzvah of Kiddush. And same thing speaks out, the Yechavadas from Vadi Yosef, and Chavakei, Sev Simen, Chav, and the Agoy, he speaks out the same thing also. In Emerson, now we're quoting from the Chava, in Emerson, Sevur Mor and the Rishonim. The Rishonim, the Rashbam writes to Pesachim, Kuvav Amar Aleph. He says, the Tam Yem Kaddish Babayka, because the Gemara is Sevur, Zohar, it's Yom HaShabbos HaKachay, Zohreya Alayayin, the Kinesasa, beginning of Shabbos, you make Kiddush. Ein el balayla. V'yoy minayim. Tamalayma zochas yom Shabbos. V'yoy. Ma'an mevorach. So Gemara says, what bracha does he make? Baruch pia omar ab Yehuda. Baruch pia gofen. So there's Rashbam writes over there. He says, he brings down shelters. Asik kisei dechama. You bring a kais of wine. Ubruchi mashti. You make a bracha and you drink it. Mishun kovet Shabbos. L'chalak be'midis Shabbos l'midis chal. It's in Yashir. You don't have to. It's in Yashir. It's not a Bichas Hananen. It's a Shia Yayin. That's what the Rashbam brings down from the Shiltas. And the same thing speaks out the Ran over there. It's Ken Shvach Veshiva Lekdushas Hashayayin. And the Mordechai speaks out in Perikah Ripsachim. It's the time Heka Ekeresh Shabbos. That a weekday you make a bracha Yayin, you even do the meal. But on Shabbos, you have to make the bracha for the meal. So according to Pshita, according to these two Taimim, it's Pshita, the people are aware of Kiddush, they're not through Taim. And the same thing is Mashma. From other Paiskim, in Hilchas, again, Hilchas Kvi Suda, and Hilchas Simon Kufayin Dalad, and Siv Gimel. And the Mishbur over there, and Sivkan Gimel. The Mishbur writes like this, important halacha, which I think not everyone is aware of this halacha. He says, Veda, Shem Kiddush Al Yayin, let's say you come to a shul, they make Kiddush in a shul, and you're being mighty with Ryan, you write to everyone with the bracha Baruch HaGofen. Let's say you're not drink anything, you won't time anything from Kaish of Kiddush, the people are listening. It writes on Lishta Shal Mashkin, I'm not drinking wine, but I want to drink some Pepsi, some Coke, orange juice, water, whatever it is. Schnapps, I'm not talking about now, okay? You want to drink other things, other mashkin, but here we'll cool, here schnapps also. Here you can cool schnapps. Yeah. So he wants to drink other mashkin. Even it was there, the shas, when they made the brach al yayin, if you don't drink anything from the kiddush, then is if you drink soda or schnapps or any of these type of juice, everything, you have to make a shahakal on it. The reason why, if you drink wine and then you have some soda afterwards, apart from everything, it's tough to it. That's only if you have some wine. But if I don't drink, it's not. So if I'm just sitting by the kiddush and the Kaddish drinks, and a few people around there had a little bit of the Kaddish. But the rest of the Tzibah doesn't have to be the Kaddish of Kiddush. They drink Pepsi, they drink Coke, they drink Schnapps, whatever it is, they have to make Shakal. But if they drink from the Kiddush itself, then the pot says, you don't have to make a Shakal. But on that, once, let me just finish this. Let me finish. So Shatzian speaks out. Shatzian, the Sif contest brings down that the Dechan says that even if you drink, mixes down, I take a zip, a mashal. I don't have to make a bracha ni mashkim afterwards. The Bialacha over there is and the Masra Yayin, he brings down Shitas that argue. In fact, on this Kiddush from Derech HaChayim. And he ends off Tzarchim Medina. Because according to Mishnah Berurah, yeah, it only if you drink a Mare Lugmov, then the dinner is a part of everything else. But you just have a mashal, not. So therefore, the Chatzchila Mishbu says, the Chatzchila person should drink a Chalapacha as a Mare Lugmov. That's the Mishbu holds. However, there's a Chuvah Miches Yitzchak, in Chelechel Sim Yutas Sif Aleph, he paskins Ladina like the Derech HaChayim. If you have a mashal of wine, you have a mashal of wine, then you don't make a bracha on all other drinks you have. Schnapps, wine, schnapps, Pepsi, Coke, whatever it is, any drinks, doesn't make a difference. And same thing, Ramashal also. Ramashal, like the Chaim Medina, that if you have even a mashal of wine, it passes everything else, you don't have to make a shako.
Is
Bapa. So, let me finish. So we see from here that there's no chiyuv. You see from here the shayla, the chayla should be shayla. Everyone has to drink. According to Biskov, everyone has to drink a little bit. And here, no one drinks it. And Mishbu says clearly that everyone has to, that if you didn't drink from the wine, you make a shahako. Ah, you look one day, you it's a kiddush. You see clearly that the only shayla part is on the mashkin. But the yaitse kiddush, if you don't drink from the kosher kiddush, the yaitse the mitzvah of kiddush. You should make our guests and partners that also. You don't make one for us.
If someone did not
have any wine whatsoever, he did. See, I understood. Bring that in next week. I'll talk about it. It's a whole shiva. It's a whole shiva. You make a bread for us or not? We'll talk about next week. Okay.
Tomorrow you quoted the workers. The person came from the Dibra. Wasn't that at night? Working in the fields on Friday and they came home late. It's not a ride. It's pretty much a ride. That's not by day.
Yeah, but the Strafa became the shelter. Says so. Don't ask Kamina. If that the Meister Shaita
Achaya.
Right. Right. Yeah. But not right. Right. Yes.
When you have to drink, you have to drink from the Makadosh wine or any wine on the table.
Well, if the Makadosh had wine for every wine, then it's okay also.
Yeah, he has 100 people
in
a
Kiddush. Come on,
he has
everyone in
mind. No, you said you have to drink wine.
Yeah.
You have to drink from you first, or any wine on the
if table. If the Makadosh has mine for all the wine on the table, then you don't, then it's enough. It's also okay. All right. Let me just finish. I want to finish the whole idea. Give me a chance. All right. Even though you see there's an Indian to be turned from the Kiddush, because the Mechaber says in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yudalet, he says a mitzvah min amufcha sheitam akulam. Mitzvah amufcha, everyone should taste from the Kiddush wine. But it's mitzvah amufcha, and the Beis Yosef brings a rush that's talking Kiddush in the morning, and Sendik speaks out the Gra, the Gra speaks out Sif Kol Amdalet. But you don't find anywhere to hear like the Biskov said. And the same thing speaks out of Shlomo Zalman, brought down the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Nun Sifkat Yitches. And the same thing speaks out of Shlomo Zalman again in Mechashleima, in Shalchus Mechashleima, Chelek Alf, Simi Yitches Eitzvav. That's a nice thing, but there's no chiyuv. I saw a tshuva in Chalkas Yankov. Here, what Chalkas Yankov says. Chalkas Yankov, someone asked him, Chalkas Yankov is printed in Chelek Gimel, Simi Kufpei Eitzdalad. He says, they asked him, they sent him a shayla, what do you do to Biskarov? Biskarov says, so he answered, Chalkyan's back, he says, he's a belt of chassid. I was many times in belt. There's a tziba, there was thousands of people there. And when the rabbanim, gaidim, mufakim, chassidim, ranshi maisa, medakta mitzis, the chavedim mitzis, I'm quoting what he says.
He says, and everyone heard the Rebbe said Kiddush. And Kamuran, he says, no, not the whole thousand people drank from the Kaiser Kiddush. So, we don't hold like this. They, after you make Kiddush, everyone had Kiddush Mansu, they had a size of cake. But from the Kiddush itself, and it says, so, the Maisa, he held Ladina, we don't like the Biskarov. However, you got the Matosi. I looked around, the quotes from Biskarov. Did the Biskarov really say it? So I found he really didn't say it. Adiaba. It's a forged opposite. Where did I find this? In the Agoda Shal Pesach from Beis Levi. From the Biskar Agoda. In Chedek Beis, in Pesach Samaches, he quotes the Biskarov, the Kiddush Bayayim, the Kuriyama, it's only Bichas HaMitzvah. And he brings us the Gemara, this Gemara, he quotes, the way mentioned Gemara Rosh Hashanah, also Mechaber, Meshayim, Siddat, Omos, the Mitzvah, Mufcha, Shiitim, Achim, and he also brings down, the Gvindagain says the same thing also. And he also brings down the Mechaber, Jamar, Siddur, Shayim, Gimel, it's also only Bichas HaMitzvah. Then I look further. I found, from Yoshe Ben Salvechik, on the Shema Shurim, on Masechta Sukkah, on page Reish Tzadik Vav, he quotes from Chaim Briska that Chaim Briska always used to paskin, always, that someone came late at night time, and you didn't hear Bichas by Pi'al Gofen, even though he heard the Bichas Hayayim, he's not Yetzir Dechavosai, and he's chayav to hear Kiddush a second time. Why? Because the Bracha by Pi'al Gofen is part, because the Shita is that Bichas by Pi'al Gofen is part of Etzim Mitzvah Kiddush. It's not Bichas Anen, the boy Pi'al Gofen is not Bichas Anen at all. Timata Timus Yayin. It's connected to Mechaba, because Mechaba says in Sim Reish Ayin Al Siv Dalet that Bichas Yayin is not Maka. Let's say you missed the Bichas of Pi'al Gofen, but you heard the rest of Kiddush, you ate the Kiddush without Bichas Yayin. So you argue on it. So you see clearly that the Bichas, one second, you see clearly that he held that the Bichas Hayayin is, he says, by him also, it says all to the Bichas HaMitzvah. And also, Nishmi Shabbos, in Chelbei, Simna Al, Sivkom Emdes, he quotes from Shalom Zalman, the person made Kiddush, and Ashev is Mekarish Lacherim, he should not, and Arachim, he make, that's a different thing. Afterwards, I found a Chuvas on Huggers from Moshtam. Moshtam is one that caused all the trouble. He said, Chaim Briska said, that's me, not Yitzah. However, in the Chuvas Sefer, Chuvas on Huggers, in Chekal Simresh Samach Dalad, he says, brings down the Biskavar, only said it's all the Chum of Yama. And he didn't pass him out like the Dina. I guess he must have got a lot of flack from this fact. And he says, if someone is maker like many Yisrael, it's what to be semichan. And he says, that's that Nergen or Yeshivas, and Amachma Tov Bracha. And it's not like he wrote previously in the Maridim Mizmanim. One second. Yeah. One second. Ladina, you can make Kiddush, it's a nice thing. If someone makes Kiddush, it's a nice thing to drink. It's Mitzvah Mocha, to drink a little bit from the Kosher Kiddush. However, if you don't give kosher kiddush, you yaitel achatchila the mitzvah kiddush, even though you don't have any of the wine whatsoever. Say at nighttime, say in the daytime.
So right after the bow, when you make kiddush, you eat a mizonos.
Yeah.
Mizonos,
right?
You have to make a shahato from this.
If you have, it depends. If you heard wine, you drank. Sometimes ladina. Ladina. If you let's say kiddush in the morning. Someone made Kiddush, the Rav made Kiddush.
Right.
And now you're sitting near him and he gives you a little bit of the wine. You drink a little bit of wine?
No wine.
So if you have some salt, anything shahako, during the meal, you have to make any drink, you have to make a shahako. Not talking during the meal, talking before the meal.
Before
even after the Zainus, as long as you don't wash your mitzi.
Okay.
Once you wash your mitzi, it's different halacha.
No. The Rav makes Kiddush.
Yes.
And you have in front of you soda and a cake.
Yeah.
So what do you.
You have mezainis. You drink mezainis, you make more mezainis. Then after you have soda, you make a shahako on the soda.
Okay.
Since you don't have any of the wine. But if you had a little bit of the wine, then you don't make shahako.
I'm not sure,
maybe you forgot.
So let's say after the donuts, you want to drink wine instead of soda,
huh?
You make a white pri agafen?
Yeah, sure. You have to make white pri agafen. Okay.
But for my, he said it's a mitzvah in a mussar.
Yeah.
But the other brother, he said that if you eat, if you have just a team of ba'alma, it's a machlokes.
When I go halko.
I'm saying, yeah. But isn't it better not to have a team of ba'alma and not get involved in machlokes and forsake the mitzvah in a mussar?
What? And have a little bit of wine?
If you
really want to be Mr. Lugman, have a Mori Lugman like this. He has all
shit. You don't get a Mori Lugman from the kid. I'm saying if you have drink a little atima is a mitzvah and a mufkar.
Right.
But if you do that, then you get yourself involved in a different machloikis.
Yeah. That's if you want to drink.
I'm talking about you drink.
You want it. You want it. So don't drink. So don't drink.
Yeah. Rizino, which is better.
So you have to push it into. Have a piece of fish to make a shot at the fish hackle, so maybe you cover your drinks. Fush an
eitzah. I'm not sure that eating fish is an eitzah.
Why not?
Herring,
excuse me. Herring, okay? All right. One more thing I want to talk about. One short thing. All right. Next Indian. Ram Mort says, in Reish Ayin Gimel, Sifhei, the Mechaber writes like this, Kasra Adonim, the Ein Kiddush El Mokum Suda. If he eats a double mort, even if he has a size of bread or cake, or he's drank wine, Shechai Baruch HaChoyna, Yotzes, Ein Kiddush Mokum Suda. That's the Mechaber we mentioned a number of times. Zot Ram Mort, Lefiza, Mota, Lamayo, or a Sandik, Rishta, and Kaishamila. According to this, a Mayo and a Sandik are allowed to drink from Kaishamila, the Shabbat Shachas, in Shaita Kashir, to drink a Shir. I will know though, the minute is to give it to a child. When you go, it's a bris on Shabbos, which I happen to have this coming Shabbos, it's a bris. So, Mela, the Shail is, who drinks with the Kaisho Kiddush? So the Ramon says, it's mutter for the Mayo and Sandik to drink a Kaisho Mila, Shal Shachas. I will not go, lead it to Minig is not the one who breaks the bracha on the kais or the sanik does not drink. You give it to a child. So Mishmur speaks out on Sifkan Chav Zayin. The reason is we're not to give to a child a tinnik because the chayshif is shittas that you're not yet to kishma gusuda al shtis rias. You know, you should have pas. Since there's no pas, so Mela, the drink of shtis rias not. So the Mishbu says, that's why you give it to a tinnik to drink. So let me finish. So come down according to this. That if it's maneno, that normally when you make a bris, you make it in the house or in the shul, whatever it is, you know it to have certain mezainis right after the kiddush. Then the kuli alma, the one who makes kiddush is kiddush makam suda then, and vada, the one who makes the bracha ayayin, he drinks the yayin, and you don't have to give it to tzinnik then. And Sandik speaks out, the tshuvan sits to the ezer, and chay gimel simnu beis, and same thing, halicha shleima from Shlomo Zalman, and Rosh Hashanah, per beis sifkan dalet, that's how Shlomo Zalman said was nice, when he made the bracha on the wine, he drank from the wine, and then after he had a piece of cake, so made that kiddush and welcome suda. So made a dina. So what I do in a lot of places, at least what I do, where I normally I announce everyone should be Yotze Kiddush. Everyone should have a mind to be Yotze Kiddush with the bracha you say. And then, usually, when you say, during the week, when you say, you just drink a mashu. But here I tell the person who makes the bracha, he should drink a Mori Lugnov, because being might see everybody Kiddush. So that's the reason. So therefore, you're allowed to make Kiddush. The one who makes the bracha can say, just a mind to be Yotze, might see everybody with Kiddush. And it's very practical, because right after the bris, everyone wants to eat. So stop making kiddush again is not a practical thing. So Mela is best thing. That's the best thing to do.
But it has to be much more than a shul. Can you make kiddush upstairs and come down here?
If it's one building, it's okay. In certain shuls, you know something? Let me mention to you, in certain big shuls, what they do is they make kiddush upstairs in the shul right after the davening. And then you all gotta eat, because when you come downstairs, there's so much noise downstairs, half the people won't hear the kiddush. So certain shuls, they make kiddush upstairs, and then they go downstairs and eat, because there's so much noise downstairs, they don't want, it's a shadow of the yotze kiddush.
That's what certain shuls do it, and it's okay. It's on the tachas gagechad. It's okay. The only shaila on this is l'chaya, a shaila from mitzvahs chaviras chaviras by bris. You're making a kais al yayin, and also you make a kais al yayin, and also kais al mila, kais al kiddush and kais al mila. L'chaya don't make mitzvahs chaviras. You know, you're not allowed to do two things in one thing. What's the reason why? What's the issa of mitzvahs chaviras? So one reason, I don't go to the whole riches, but the Rashbam says in Psochem Kuvbez and Beis, because it looks like a master. You want to put the two things in one shot, so you're not allowed to. And same thing speaks out Rashi and Saita. The same thing also, that you're not mashkin Beis Saita's kachas, and Matam Shem Son kachas, and you write to Shnei Avon kachas, and you don't do Shnei Agos kachas. So Rashi speaks out because it looks like you want to put the two few things at one time. So you want to take away the load from Mela, that's why that's the Issa Mitzvah Chaviris. However, Tyson and my cousin says the reason why why you don't Mitzvah Chaviris? Because to be in a Shailibe Pony or Mitzvah Achas. You have to be, your mind should be set to one Mitzvah. So it's a Machoikas in the Shainim. However, Ramosh in the Tshuva, in our Chaim Chelgaosim Kufaytes, he says, Emerson, there's no Machoikas in the Shainim. No machoikas, and there's no steer. He says no, because the itza, the ikat time of chaviras, it should look like a masai. Oh, but the afanim, it doesn't look like a masai. Then there's no. Then other then falls in the other reason. She leave it pun in the mitzvahs. Marshall, let's say he says the Gemara in Bracha says that you're not chaisim the brachas because of mazon mashiach yisrael bani shalayim. Because two different things. So Gemara says why don't you chaisim two things? Because anyway, it's a mitzvah chaviras. It's not shaykh near kamatzoy. So you see, it's shaykh that a person's mind should be set for one mitzvah. So when you said finish b'chaz ha-mazoyin, you should have mind on two things. So the question is, l'chayot, is itza a mitzvah chavirus chavirais? So the number two of them. But since we don't have time, I'll just mention two glatta two of them. In the Sefer Eitz HaBris from Yossel Weisberg in Chelik Beis, Peretz, Sifka 9 Gimel, he quotes a Yashiv that says there's no Israel chaviras chaviras because meikah din you don't even have kais by bris. The Taz speaks out in your day as to meisam chesif kan yod that you don't meikah din the reason why you have a kais by bris because I'm mishir el al yayin and you do have to cover the mitzvah. And the Raya Dava says zok the Taz Raya Dava when it comes on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur you still use a kais. And you give it to kids to time. You don't drink from it. So maybe since there's no chiyuv to have a kais, so it's not shaykh for the whole reason of chaviras. And the same thing squeeze out the tzitzel liyazon chel yigimel simnum beis. And the same thing or Yashu writes in the sefer and sefer and sefer oritz and sefer chesam and alf. And the same thing speaks out the shleim zalman and shmeshavs kachosay and perik nedalat tzivkot and pei. Another teretz, interesting teretz, is from Dar Samech. Dar Samech. In Hilchos Tumas Sarat, in Perek Yirav Halach Avavi says, the Rambam says, Ein Mitzrayim Shnei Mitzrayim Kachas, Shenayis and Mitzvot Chaviras. So yes, the Kasha, I will learn to Tesefta, in Brachas Perek Zayin, Hoi Mahalach Lahafish, he was going to Mahafish Tumas and Mises. He says, Boruch Ata, Boruch Asher Kishonu, Lahafish Tumas and Mises. I, how can you get Tumas and Mises together? It's a Mitzvot Chaviras. So he says, Behim it's Boruch. He says, as a double portion by him, he says, the Indian of Mitzvot Chaviras, is only said when it's a mitzvah shebegufay, but it's not shaykh to shlichas like Ashkar Saita, Taras Mitzaya, that the kain that's the kain is not shaykh to make a shliach. But Shumas and Maisis, you can make a shliach. So Mela, he can mafish the shliach. So Mela, and just like you can kaddish five women at one time, even though it's all they're all a mitzvah, but since you can make a shliach to be kaddish them, then it's okay. So he says, so come to coin Mela, it's not shaykh, since Mela is shaykh the shliach, so it's not shaykh the chal, the whole issa. Of Mrs. Chavilas. Okay? Then this year. Okay, it's Hashem next week.